Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Life goes on day after day.
Little Jerry and the Pacemakers, that's Jerry with a G. Ferry Cross the Mersey from the Wayback Machine. One of Joan Pride's favorite songs, right, Joan?
What, from 2 centuries ago?
Not quite. Just 1 century ago. I mean, just in the last century.
Uh-huh.
Welcome back, folks. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Always enjoy giving Joan the needle whenever I can, because she gives it right back. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. We built it just for you. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Joan, as you know, Joan Pride is with the Kiplinger Editors. And we're talking about, right now, Joan, I want to talk about these economic forecasts that you've got here on the front page of the Kiplinger Letter. You've got a new GDP prediction. Talk
we
to
do.
Us about that.
Averaging 3.25% growth in 2010. Now, what do you think of that? You think we can do it?
That's a quarter up from where you were before. The reason I remember that is because I predicted that the GDP average for the 2010 would be below 3%,
mm-hmm.
between 2 and 3%.
Yeah.
You guys came out the first of the year saying 3%. Now you're saying it's going to be 3.25%.
Getting even more optimistic. So what do you think of that?
And that's an average. I think from your mouth to God's ears.
Yeah, okay.
That's what I'm praying for.
Okay.
I pray that my prediction of 2 to 3% is wrong.
It's wrong, okay.
But as we talked in the previous segment about the growth of exports.
Yeah.
And the trend there and what that could mean for pent-up demand for inventory and people, et cetera, et cetera. That I could see where some of these indicators are proving you guys may be more right than I'm right. And I hope I'm wrong.
I missed that. Could you repeat that?
You guys
please?
Could be right about that.
No, that's not exactly what you said.
What did I say?
I said we could be more right than you are.
Well, see, I don't repeat that. You got to catch it the first time, John. I would never repeat that. But seriously, I'm glad to see this I hope you're right, and I know you guys base that on the way you see the economy.
Sure.
Now the interesting thing, Joan, is how those averages will work out, because I don't know what the first quarter GDP is going to be, but it's not going to be great.
Yeah.
So if we're going to average 3.25%. That means the other three quarters are going to have to get on the ball.
It's going to have to be pretty good.
Which could be good. And
we say strongest in the second half, so we're really thinking strongest, after
right.
next month, really.
See, one of the things that's interesting about America is once we put the foot on the gas pedal, we can go 0 to 60 real fast.
Yeah.
See, we're not like a lot of other countries, especially the Eurozone. We're not, at least not yet. I fear that we're moving in that direction. But at this moment, we're not like those other countries who really have the way their marketplace is structured, the way their employment regulations and laws are structured, they really have a difficult time. And the way they don't encourage entrepreneurship. They have a hard time leaping having a 5 or 6% GDP quarter.
Yeah.
Like America's capable of having that in the blink of an eye.
That's true.
So that's good news. So I'm going to give you guys props for that. Congratulations on that forecast. I hope you're right. Interest rates, prime is going up a little bit. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. We think that prime 3.25% till November or so.
Yeah. Well, and again, I mean, my goodness, guys, if you can't deal with 3.25 prime, then you got a bad business model. I mean, that's, of course, even Joan, with the way small businesses borrow money, prime plus 1, 2, 3, 4, and the dreaded prime plus 5.
Right.
Even at that rate, we're still talking 6, 7, 8%.
Right.
And if in small business, you got a plan to pay more for interest, more for money,
sure.
than anybody else, because a loan to you is a risky loan. That's just all there is to it. Inflation, I like that arrow, Joan.
Oh, yeah. Down.
See, this is good.
Yep. I mean, not a lot, but it just shows we'd be happy if it had just stayed the same, but it's not getting worse. We had a rate of 2.7% last year, and it looks like when we say last year, I wonder if we mean 08, because we say 2%. Yeah. No, I'm sorry, December 2010.
Yeah.
So we're expecting inflation to be 2% this year, down from 2.7. So that's significant.
Well, now, John, there's a couple of things in there that's actually bad news. Even though the arrow is good, that's positive to prevent us from having gridlock. I mean, from having what would we call it?
Are you worried about pricing power?
Well, there's two things. Pricing power, we don't have that. More small businesses are discounting today than are raising prices. That's the the statistics that we get from people like Bill Dunkelberg with the NFIB, his outstanding survey. More small businesses are lowering costs, lowering prices, discounting than are raising prices. So that's not good. That's in that number that you showed, that you're showing. And the other thing is housing prices.
Housing
prices are still coming down.
That's right.
Now, so this is a kind of an unusual time for inflation deflation, isn't it, Joan? We've got certain sectors that are really affecting this a lot. But the good news is we're not worried about stagflation.
Well, exactly, right.
And that's the good news. Yeah. We don't like what's making up the downward trend for inflation, but we like the fact that we're not having too much inflation.
Right.
Unemployment still going to be tough, though, right?
Peaking at 10% this spring.
Yeah.
Wow.
Still not going to be a whole lot better. But you guys are projecting business spending is going up. How could it not, Joan? I mean, eventually things wear out. We talked about that earlier. But as of right now, it's not happening, though. We'll take a quick break right back after these messages with Joan Price. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.